questions are very, very important in the Gospels. Whenever we find a question, Jesus asking, someone asking Jesus, or like this morning, just the crowd asking a question to Jairus, we ought to pay attention. Sit up and say, something serious is going on. They ask a wonderful question. Why bother the teacher any longer? It's as if to say, okay, enough of this. There is nothing more to be done. Why bother the teacher any longer? I think it also reflects their discomfort with Jairus going to Jesus. He's a synagogue official. It's not the dumb thing to go chasing after scruffy itinerant rabbis, even if they do have a reputation of healing. Why bother the teacher any longer? Enough of this, Jairus. This is the desperate act of a desperate man. But Jairus is desperate. He runs to Jesus. But I think the crowd is not the only one that voices that question. I think at one time or another, all of us have expressed that question. I know I have. Why bother the teacher any longer? We may use different words, but it's the same question, the same struggle that we all have. Why bother the teacher any longer? Why bother Jesus? I think so little of myself. Jesus is Jesus. I am me. How could he possibly pay attention to me? Wallowing in my sins. Just struggling along as a disciple. How could he pay attention to me? When I look around, there's so many others that would probably have his attention. How could he possibly listen to me? Why bother the teacher any longer? And then if I really do want that attention, though, I am afraid. I'm afraid that I might get it. Because if he pays attention to me, then he'll scrutinize me. He'll see me as I really am. He'll see all the seedy parts about me. I don't like those. I'm sure he doesn't like those. If he really knew me, really knew who I was, I'm afraid that he would hate me. And there are times when it is unspoken, mumbled under my breath, as I hate myself. Why bother the teacher any longer? And to pray. Oh, why pray? You have to be good to pray. If I tried to pray, I'm afraid I would just be like a hypocrite. Why bother the teacher any longer with this prayer? God would just laugh at my prayer. But you know what? The gospel gives us a different view. Jairus is afraid, but he goes to Jesus. And the response is, fear is useless. What is needed is trust. What is needed is faith. Jairus' little girl is raised. Jesus did not think it a bother at all. My friends, we have to learn not to be too polite with God. He made us. He knows us. He finds us worthy of his time and attention. He sees us as lovable. No fear, just faith. We have to learn to see ourselves as God sees us, full of potential, full of possibility for good. We have to learn to love ourselves as God loves us. We have to learn to bother the teacher.